This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Snow, that's what it's all about. Wow. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The National Guard has been activated, they say, in 9 states because we knew it was coming, but now it's here. It's unbelievable what's happened in the East Coast. Many of you listening to me are dealing with it. The rest of us and the rest of the United States, we're just looking in awe of the horrific things that have happened. So let's just dive right into it. When we look at the power, about 44,000 that we know of are without electricity, and a lot of people affected, texting, etc., trying to figure out what to do. At least 8 million people under blizzard warnings, and 58 million are in the path of the storm. My friend Elaine, living in northern New Jersey, said they saw a little bit of a cyclone on their front porch. It was crazy. So snow, ice, horrific, horrific conditions for those of you listening to us in New England. 24,000 power outages of the power outages I mentioned occurring in Massachusetts, mostly in the eastern part of the state, is what Governor Charlie Baker is saying, and they think it's going to increase because, of course, you have lines coming down. 500 National Guard members are out there in the winter storm trying to help and do whatever they can, and pretty much this is the name of the game in New York, Rhode Island, Virginia, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Delaware, North Carolina, New Hampshire, South Carolina. To our friends in New Hampshire, we feel you. I mean, terrible, cars frozen and floodwaters and just unbelievable stories. In Florida, it's so cold. For those of you listening to us in Florida, you already know this. Iguanas are falling from trees. How sad, because they're frozen. They were worried about what was going on at the Palm Beach County Zoo because of how cold it got. I mean, just some things you don't even think about. Storm surge, that happens, and there's certainly that in parts of Massachusetts. 16 inches of snow, Connecticut, can you believe it? Really between 8 and 16, but some parts 16. Governor Daniel Malloy saying, listen, this heavy snowfall just keeps continuing throughout the day. It was brutal, very, very cold there. 75% of flights were canceled because of the extreme weather. Record level tides caused flooding in Maine. LaGuardia and JFK airports closed, just could not, due to the snow, could not keep them open. They were open earlier despite a lot of the cancellations. They tried to stay open. High tide, like I mentioned before, in another area sent some frigid water, they say, into the Boston streets along that commercial wharf area along the waterfront in Boston. Know it well, can't believe it. Wow. So the stories abound, and if you have a story and you want to share it, please share your story with us. You can go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and let it fly. But it is incredibly cold, and it's unbelievable, obviously, what we've seen. I mean, just what we've seen. We go to Washington, D.C., and the tsunami coming out of Washington, of course, the last day or two, has been about this upcoming book. Today from the White House, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders faced a bunch of questions about the president's mental fitness to serve as president. Here was the reply. She said it's disgraceful and laughable. If he was unfit, he probably wouldn't be sitting there. Wouldn't have defeated the most qualified group of candidates the Republican Party's ever seen. She said he's an incredibly strong leader. And of course, again, this goes back to this book that's coming out, Michael Wolff's book, Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House, because of what's being painted as a chaotic picture inside the White House. Sanders disparages the book again, calling it complete fantasy, characterized it as sad and absolutely pathetic. When asked about some of the examples of what were the falsehoods, she said she couldn't go through every page, but pointed specifically to the claim claim that Trump didn't know who former White House former House Speaker John Boehner was. Sanders called the book complete fantasy and full of tabloid gossip. So that continues to be the scramble in to be the scramble in Washington, D.C. And, of course, Steve Bannon gets the cease and desist letter from Trump because he signed the non-disclosure. So a lot of conversations, just as we said on a previous show, center around all of this book. It just goes to show you what sells books, and we all know that. It's controversy, and, of course, this controversy has really risen to all kinds of crazy levels. In the meantime, bringing into the vernacular the old saying of, can I buy some pot from you? Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced that he's rolling back Obama-era guidelines that stop the federal government from enforcing its anti-marijuana laws in states that have, yes, you guessed it, marijuana-friendly laws. The change, depending on how it's administered, could affect states that have legalized marijuana for recreational or medical use and would go against some of the opinion backing federal deference to the state. So the feds versus the state. Anyway, bottom line is, look, federal law says marijuana is illegal, and that's what Sessions is saying. So the attorney general ends the policy not to interfere with state pot laws. Some states have legalized marijuana. The federal government hasn't. That's the law. A majority of states and the District of Columbia have passed laws that are different, that are legalizing or decriminalizing use for medical reasons, especially recreational is also completely different. It's funny, I looked at the map of where marijuana is approved. Recreational use, of course, many of you listening to us on the West Coast. I lived on the West Coast. Remember, there were always these conversations. 8 states: Alaska, California, Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington, plus the District of Columbia, allow recreational sale of marijuana. 22 states allow some form of medicinal marijuana. 15, a lesser medical marijuana extract. Now you're poof up to date on all of that. What's really crazy, and think about this, because we just flipped the page on another year, right? We're into 2018. 5 years ago, recreational marijuana wasn't legal anywhere in the United States. Wow, isn't that crazy? So it wasn't legal anywhere in the United States, and now we're seeing this idea for the rollback of the federal government, looking into some of what's happening as far as the recreational use. And again, pointing back to the story, and the reason it's being talked about is the Attorney General ending the policy not to interfere. So that is a very, very big change. And there's always massive debate on this. We've had people on from the addiction industry, I call it addiction industry, to talk about whether it was a gateway drug or not. And overwhelmingly, we had a lot of people say that. We've had also law enforcement types come on and say that it'd be better to allow some of the marijuana use because they could crack down on other things that are more deadly and abusive and horrible, like meth. The latest numbers from the National Institute on Drug Abuse show that 44% of Americans over the age of 12 have used marijuana at least once in their life. A majority, 52% of people ages 18 to 25, have used it in their lifetime, including, check this out, more numbers, I know, 33 in just the last 12 months. Legal pot, you know how big this industry is now? $6.6 billion. Wow. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way as we go to your letters and dive into the mailbag next here on America Tonight.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I'm a little chilly, but nothing like our friends in the East Coast, buried under snow, freezing temperatures. I mean, just craziness that I mentioned at the top that has ensued on the East Coast. Our thoughts are with you, man. Hoping rather for the big melt, let's put it that way. All right, in the meantime, let's move on to the mailbag. This one is from Ryan, who says, Kate, how did Michael Wolff, this dude who's like ripping the crap out of the president in the White House, how did he get so much access to the White House? Great question. Here's the deal. You have reporters that were hanging around Trump Tower in the lobby. They were watching the comings, the goings of everybody from CEOs, lobbyists, former campaign people, etc. And there was a reporter who kind of crossed over. And it was Michael Wolff, who is a longtime New York writer, is an author, media executive, and he just had access. He said he told Trump he'd like to write a book, and a book, Trump responded, was like, I hear a lot of people want to write books, supposedly, and then he got access up to the elevator, and he somehow, you know, was able to weasel his way in, and he stood out because he wasn't a Washington guy, I guess, and he was somebody who was in New York. And this explosive book, it's just fly on the wall access. I mean, that's what it is. He was near people. He was near Steve Bannon, the chief strategist who signed off on the access, and he allowed it to happen. And imagine that whirlwind of how crazy and exciting it is, and boom, here he is, and he's the new president, and there's all these people coming and going, just like I described, whether it was Trump Tower in the beginning and then in D.C. So he managed to finagle his way into those circles, which does seem, wow, just, it does seem ridiculous, doesn't it? It really, really does. All right, let's move on to another one. This is from Paul listening to us in Florida. Kate, I'm so glad I'm in Florida after listening to you the other day talk about this horrific snow bomb that basically has gone off in the East Coast. But my question is about the whole thing with the going after Steve Bannon and the fact that he signed a non-disclosure agreement. What a dummy. So he gives the access to this reporter or somehow allows it to happen, and then he spills the beans on all kinds of things, who knows, exaggerating whatever he was saying, and look what it leads to. It just seems ridiculous that Bannon wasn't probably slapped down a little bit sooner. But here's what I think. This Fire and Fury, or whatever it's called, it'll get published, it'll get scooped up, and then the bottom line is then it'll be forgotten, right? And then it becomes pulp like everything else. Do you agree? Well, I think that controversy sells. And so Michael Wolff's publishers knew, oh yeah, we're going to make some money on this. And of course they're going to release the saucy stuff. And once that comes out, there's a curiosity maybe, and more people perhaps snap up the book, and you're absolutely right. Then it's gone. Then it just becomes another one of those books where, wow, do you believe what they're saying, and here's what their reaction is, and all that kind of stuff, and then we move on because things cycle so quickly in our minds. Look, we have the attention span of, what have I said, 8 seconds, something like that. All right, here's one from Joe, who says, Kate, wow, the Mega Millions, I heard you trip the trigger on how much that's worth, and I guess that's really, really even more than one can imagine. It begs that question of, what would you do if you had all the money, if the Powerball jackpot is $550 million and then the Mega is $418 million. If you won, what would you do with that money? Well, if you're specifically asking me, what would I do with that money? I don't know. You know, it's a staggering amount. So it's not like saying, hey, I want a little bit of money, I inherit a little bit of money. I mean, wrap your brain around this, people, if you're listening to this show. I hope you are. Wrap your brain around this. If you just said, what the heck, on a whim, you got a Mega Millions ticket, or you went in with your buddies, whatever, your people at work, got a bunch of them, and boom, you hit the numbers. You're like in shock. You're staggering around in a daze. Can't believe you hit it. And the Mega was for $418 million. So picture this, with the cash value, and this is, the cash value would be, Friday Night Strong, with the cash value would be $261 million before taxes. I mean, that's crazy. But it's crazy how much the government gets too, right? What do they get? How much do they jump off of that? 128.7, something like that? That's wild. But regardless, this is just a crazy amount of money. The first thing you would do is, I don't see how you stay working, depending on what your job is, even if you love it, because you could start something else where you could give, you know, funnel it into whatever you're passionate about in a different way, perhaps. And then plus people would start to know you. I think it would be easy to find that out. And here's the bottom line. If you even just want a couple million, you could live off the interest. Now you're talking about a whole bunch of volume of money. The first thing you would, to be honest, you'd have to really do is, of course, figure out how you're doing it. You'd have to get an attorney, put it in the right spaces, you know, all that kind of thing. Now, if you're thinking, what kind of crazy thing would I do? I'd buy a boat. I like to be on the water. I'd buy a boat. I would, of course, set up an awesome rockin' charity. You know what I'd do? I'd take all the best radio people I've worked with, and I'd form like a little conglomerate, and I would, of course, be here on this network, but I would take the show on the road because I wouldn't worry about the expense, and I'd go reach out to all of you. I just like have one big sort of party. We'd go and do it live and invite people in and buy you some burgers and brews or iced teas or whatever. You know what? That would be fun, and that would be very doable, very, very easy. So there's just kind of two things, and I would help, of course, anyone in my family who was in the need, but they say that can get really tricky. So just so you know, the odds of winning, the Mega Million odds of winning overall, one in 20, a little better than one in 24. The odds of winning the grand prize, one in 302.5 million. Let me just say that again. One in more than 302.5 million. So that's the other part of this thing. If you were to win, you are lucky. That is an incredible number of odds that you have overcome. That's incredible. And then, of course, with Mega Millions, you can get a megaplier for another buck, and then just imagine. So now you're multiplying the chance, and then the jackpot could be worth even more, which is insane to think that that could also happen to somebody. Wow. All right, so let me get off of that, and let's move on to something else. This one is from Malcolm. Kate, I've never emailed the show. I got to tell you, I'm a professor. I love the show. I listen to the show. I like the way you speak. I like the way you jump around, and I like the way you don't hammer the same dull crap over and over again, although I got to tell you, you'd probably make a ton of money if you did that, because that seems what people do in talk radio. My question for you is, if you could have any tech advice available to you, and not vice, but if you could have any tech kind of convenience available to you, what would it be? First of all, Malcolm, thanks for the email. To me, it would be something that could clean my house immaculately every day. And what would that be? I have no clue, because they have those Roombas, you know, the automatic vacuums, but they only get in certain areas, and that's only your rug and whatever. It doesn't, you know, who's cleaning all the other stuff? I bet it would be that, because I would save time. It's not that I'm anti-doing that. It's that I'm too busy. So if I had a way where the technology could do it for me, it would be the best. The time I would save? Are you kidding me? Be awesome. Be crazy. Let's move on to another one. This one is from Dean Kate. I don't know if you'll get this or not today, but woohoo! I know you like to talk about financial things. How about the Dow closing above 25,000? That's insane-o. What do you say? Yeah, it topped and closed above 25,000 for the first time. So that kicks off 2018 in a very good way, and it leaves off on a good note from where we left off last year. So sizable gains and rising stock prices have been powered behind a global economic recovery and a lot of optimism that the Republican tax cut bill will provide a fresh kind of boost for growth and help American companies make more money. And remember, it's about the positive news. It's about the economic indicators. So seeing that, that goes to show you that that's going to move the market again. 2017 was a big year for the Dow. It posted 71 record closes, the most ever. Also went through 6 1,000-point milestones. So now watching this happen again, boy, there is some serious economic gains happening. And that's good news for people with 401ks. It's good news for people that have money in the market. And I'm not a stockbroker, and I say this all the time, that I think diversification is, of course, the answer. But, you know, you're always kind of speculating, and that's some good news for a lot of people, especially people with the 401ks, where that's helping you to multiply whatever the amount is if you have a company that helps you in that direction, which is fantastic. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, a conversation with John Register. You're going to love this guy. He rocks my motivational world. I can't wait to introduce him to you. If you haven't met him, stay.
Non-attorney pays spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Very pleased to welcome to the show Gene Baffa. He's written a book called Deception, and I have to tell you, you will be on the edge of your seat. Think about a lot of what I talk about on the show. Think about North Korea. Think about the U.S. Think about spies. Oh, there's all of that in the mix. Gene, thanks so much for joining us here on the show.
Good morning. Or I should say good evening.
Yeah, exactly. So tell us about Deception, and tell us about just diving into the world of novels. Your first novel, The Deed, is out there. And by the way, people can pick that up, Amazon, Kindle, et cetera, all of that. What led you down this path?
Well, a very dear friend by the name of Warren Murphy, who had not worked with me for many years, became a writer because he got fired, and he said, "Oh, I'm going to try writing." And I used to read Murph's manuscripts, and we would go back and forth, and he came up with a series called The Destroyer. Warren has about 160 books out, and I used to be an unofficial editor, and he used to say to me, "You great storyteller, write a book, write a book." And then finally, he kind of nagged me all the time, and he said, "If you don't write one, I'm going to get another lawyer." Not that Murphy ever paid his legal fees or anything, but that's beside the point. So I couldn't lose my first client, so I said, "Okay, I'll try to write a book." And the first book that I wrote was a book for Warren for his series called The Destroyer. It was a book called Crime Summit. And it was really a big success, and his publisher really liked it. So now I had to really go to work and try to become a writer. So I wrote the book. First book was called The Deed, and had a simple premise. You know, what if there was a real deed to Hong Kong, and it wasn't leased to the British, and you know, the British had to give it back, and now they find out there's this deed, and they don't want to give it back. So that's how I started. What if? And the book came out about 7 years ago, and it still sells. Amazon's had it on its selling list for best-selling list for years. It just keeps selling and selling. And I stopped writing because I'm a lawyer, and I wanted to spend more time practicing law, which is my main source of income, because if I relied on my royalties, I'd probably be living in the street. You know, it doesn't pay well. It doesn't pay well unless, you know, if you're James Patterson, it pays well. So anyway, Murphy started to nag me again, do another book, do another book. And so I sat down and wrote Deception. And unfortunately, Warren passed away before the book came out, so I dedicated it to his memory. Warren got me started into the writing, or as I like to call myself, a scribbler. And a storyteller. And I always kind of think of, what if something happened? What if this? What if that? And when I wrote The Deception, I wrote it about a year ago. It came out December of last year. It's been prophetic. I mean, you know, we talk about the missile with the Supreme Leader, Mr. Kim, and I kind of hit the nail on the head, and to be very honest with you, Kate, it was a lot of luck. I didn't know he would be firing off all these missiles. I did a lot of research, and, you know, the premise of the book is, what if we had an agent in there and we kind of took away some of his uranium, what would happen? And he finds out about it, and of course he threatens us, and our hero is Mac Daniels. And Mac has to go back and has to kind of convince him that he really didn't steal it to try and prevent the war. And I have a character in there called Astrid, who's Mac's girlfriend. And Astrid's a real strong woman, and she's becoming the star of the books because more women read than men. And I do a lot of book clubs and library talks, and I have a large woman audience. I have a lot of, in fact, I got about 17,000 followers of Mac on Twitter. I know it's not like the president with a couple of million, but considering it's a nice number, and most of them are women, and they like this character Astrid, who is my heroine in the book with Mac. So that's how it kind of got started. I was kind of nagged into writing. I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. It's the hardest thing I've ever done. I write usually from 4 in the morning till about 5:30. Then I get ready to go to work. My only quiet time. And the way I write, I dictate. I use a program on my computer that allows me to talk. And it types, because I'm not really a good typist. And the computer's pretty accurate in picking up my New Jersey accent, which I'm sure you can hear. And, you know, I can tell the world that you're a Jersey girl. You're a Jersey girl. You speak better than I do.
I love this story. It's so fascinating. Your buddy Warren, 160 books, and the influence Warren had on you. And just, you can tell you're passionate about it, obviously, and disciplined, because you say it's the hardest thing you've ever done, and you're a lawyer, so you had to go through law school, you've raised a family with your wife, etc., everything else that you've done in life, and that discipline, that 4 to 5:30, would you, just as a quick aside, would you tell anyone that is a good storyteller and wants to write that they have to have a little bit of discipline and you just do it?
You've got to be disciplined. You've got to sit down every day and say, I'm going to write 350 words. You've got to sit down and do it. And sometimes you sit in front of your computer and you look at the screen and you're looking at it, and in desperation you'll write the word the 350 times, and then you can get out of there. But you know, sometimes the words just flow and the story comes, and sometimes you're just looking at that screen. It is the hardest thing I've ever done to write a book. And I write, I don't make an outline. A lot of writers do an outline, and they list all the A, B, C, D. And I just have the story in my mind, and I let it flow. And my wife often asks, you know, well, how's this going to end? And I say, Pat, I don't know how it's going to end. I say, I left a lot of clues, so maybe I'll figure it out as I get to the end. And my books have a tendency to change because I make it up as I go along. I'm not an outline writer. So that's also a lot of fun for me to sit here and make up the stories. And, of course, I like doing dialogue. I have a lot of dialogue in the book, as you might have noticed. Because I talk the book, you know, I talk the book. But it is hard. Kate, it is truly, you know, you've written books.
Yeah,
you know,
it's hard.
You know it's hard to sit down and do it.
But here's the thing, and I feel this, and I guarantee I can feel this from you, talking about with these book clubs, the character Astrid, etc., it's very rewarding when it's done, and when you're out there and you're talking about it, I can tell, I can feel that from you. And are your friends just surprised by this when you started to go down this road?
Yeah, my friends were surprised, and they were also very surprised because I used them as characters in the book. my law partner, Ron Chaljian, we've been law partners for over 40 years, and Ron's middle name is Haig. And in the book, Mac Daniels has a handler, a guy who takes care of him, and his name is Ron Haig. And another lifelong friend is Gene Charkowski. And in the book, we have Admiral Gene Charcot. So when they started to read the book, by the way, that's a great idea, because when your friends see their name, they also go out and buy 10 books and they give them away. I think if I can put enough friends in, I'll make the bestseller list.
Exactly. That is so smart. You're absolutely right. That's planting. I love that. That's a wink to your friends. That's wonderful. What about your wife? And your wife's a lawyer. What does your wife think about this?
My wife likes it because, you know, she would like me to stop practicing law and spend more time at home, and she encouraged me to write. Pat was an English major. I was a math and physics major, so I should be the last person to be writing, and she's always amazed at the fact that I'm a writer, and she never picked up. But Pat's a very accomplished artist and sculptor.
Wow.
And in fact, she spends more time painting now than practicing law. And I have four kids, two lawyers, believe it or not, a doctor and a sports agent. So I'm truly blessed, you know, with my children. I'm very blessed.
Interesting family, such an interesting family. The character Mac in the book, if we go back to Deception, you say it will appeal to readers who love Tom Clancy thrillers or novels where powerful American men save the United States from global dangers. You nailed it. That's it. That's the target, right?
Yeah, that's the target. That's the target. Mac is an all-American guy. Yeah, he's also a Jersey boy, born in your neck of the woods. He's born down in Princeton, and his parents now live at the Jersey Shore. So when you read the book, you recognize a lot of the landmarks.
Love it.
Yeah, Mac is an all-American guy and loves his country. And Astrid is, from the deed, she inherited a company called World News, so she's quite wealthy. And she's a tough woman. I was going to use the expression kick something, but I don't know if it's appropriate. I don't want to hear it on the radio. Beep, beep, beep.
I love that. Okay, so I want to tell everyone the book is Deception, Gene Boffin. What a pleasure to talk to you. You can pick up the book, Amazon.com, of course, BarnesandNoble.com, wherever books are sold, of course, Lit Fire Publishing, too, as well.
Sure.
Gene, what a delight to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so flattered to be on your show. You have so many famous people, and you have some time for me. That's because you're a Jersey girl, and you feel sorry for the Jersey boys.
That's right. Gene Boffa, thank you.
You be very well. Take care of yourself.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'll write this to you in reverse. Someone better call a hearse.
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is a guy named John Register. If you haven't heard him, you need to hear him speak. In fact, go to johnregister.com and you can, you know, learn all the details about this tremendous person. He was an All-American track star. Then he was an amputee, and then he overcame that and became a Paralympic medalist. Just an amazing, energetic, engaging. I mean, there's so many adjectives I could use to sum up this guy, but so positive, and you can feel his warmth and positivity when you see him. John, it's good to catch up with you again.
You too, Kate. Great to be on your show again.
So let's talk about, you know, we kind of have, I think a lot of people, since we'll talk about speaking first, a lot of people have this mentality of victimization. Something happens to them, unforeseen. Your life is going on, and it's great, and you've got that plan, and you had a plan, and you were on the right track, so to speak. And then what happens when you get hit with this wicked curveball? I guess you have two choices, right? To either bathe in being a victim or come out of it and emerge maybe even greater. And do you feel like that's what happened to you?
Yeah, we do have a couple of choices because we all will go through some type of adversity in our lives, and how we handle it is either going to push us towards, you know, victory and success and our metal plating performances, or we're going to go down to a downward spiral. And I experienced both of those when I had my injury as the 8th fastest 400 meter hurdler in the country, and the, you know, some 25th in the world at that time. And you know, in the speaker community, as we say, anytime you have something tragic happen to you, you have a story.
So you did have a story, so you found that story in all right. seriousness. That's crazy. I want to tell people here, because they know how I feel about veterans and people who serve, and we have so many, have had so many soldiers on our show, and so many others involved in the military, and you were part of Operation Desert Storm, right? And that kind of disrupted your training program.
That's correct. I joined the military for very personal and selfish reasons. I wanted to continue to run track and field. I was a four-time All-American at Arkansas, and the Army had a program. It's called the Army's World Class Athlete Program. There are actually 10 soldiers on the Rio team this year, as well as 2 Paralympic athletes on the Rio team that are still on active duty serving in this program. On my way to do my training, I got called up for Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and I was terrified, went to the war, came back without a scratch, and then began my preparation training for the 1992 Olympic Games.
Yeah, and that's when you had your accident. Tell everyone what happened.
Well, I was training for the games after 92. I was 17th in the 400-meter hurdles. I had a real good shot of making the team in 1996. I went across the hurdle in a training session and landed awkwardly, dislocating my left knee, severing the artery behind the kneecap, and then 5 days later, making the tough decision to actually amputate the leg because of poor circulation and the arterial blood flow, which, of course, moves blood away from the heart to the lower portions of our body. And I had to make that tough call. And it wasn't easy. I mean, the pain actually spoke for me, but after the amputation, I looked down at my 29-year-old life, and all of a sudden, I was changed. I was different, and I had to begin the process of creating a new normal.
Yeah, and it didn't take long, actually, for you, John. I'm not surprised because you're such a driven person. But what was it, 18 months later, you're competing in the Paralympic Games in Atlanta?
Right, and 18 months prior, I didn't even know about the Paralympic Games. I didn't know there was this parallel games for athletes with physical disabilities and visual impairments. It was my wife who actually not really told me about the games, but actually put me in the mindset to get back to a healthy and active lifestyle. And as I was struggling, as many of us do with our challenges, she said, you know what, we're going to get through this together. It's just our new normal. And those were the words that pushed me to say, I can't wallow in what has happened, what's transpired, because that leg is past. And I didn't overcome the amputation because if I'd have overcome the amputation, I'd have my leg back, right? Mm-hmm. I overcame those things that were the stigma I had against myself, the stigma of other people saying what I could or could not do if they were in my situation. And, you know, why those stigmas were there in the first place. Those are things I had to overcome. And I also had a great avenue of sport and swimming to help me get back to a healthy and active lifestyle. And I just happened to fluke up, mess up, and actually make the Paralympic swim team.
Yeah, and you know, it's great, too. So you make that team, and then there you are at the Paralympics in Sydney, Australia. What was that like for you? That had to be awesome.
The Paralympic Games in Sydney was probably the best experience of my sporting life. Not just because of the competition and that we trained for, in my case, this was 20 years of culmination, an injury, an amputation, and then getting back and on the track. And now here I am, you know, 6.5 years post-injury, and I'm competing in a long jump for a medal. And I wound up winning silver by, you know, the gold medal was 4.5 inches. Farther than I jumped, and to have that experience with all my family there, with an amazing crowd of Australians that were supporting every athlete, this whole movement of just celebrating who we are as humans was it's indescribable that got that feeling. And it wasn't just for the athletes. It was also for those that were witnessing this. I call it the what to wow. Because when we watch Paralympic sports, some people think it's confused with Special Olympics. And it's not. It's a difference. It's a total difference in governance structure. It's not participatory. Special Olympics is. This is gold, silver, and bronze. People are going to fight and scratch and scrape and train as hard as they can to be the best in the world. And when you see that moving forward, this what to wow is, what is this all about? What are we watching here? And then you see a person with no legs run underneath 11 seconds for a 100-meter dash. You say, wow, that was amazing. Or you see somebody swimming about a second slower than Michael Phelps, and they're missing a leg. These are amazing, incredible athletes, and they don't think of themselves as something special or superhuman. They're just doing what everyone else in society wants to do, and that's be treated with dignity and respect. The last growth is that we go from a what to wow, and then oh. And that's where I want to get to with Paralympic sport is, of course they should be doing this. It shouldn't be any different than us celebrating, you know, when LeBron won, you know, for the Cavs this year in basketball, or Steph Curry shooting lights out in threes. If you practice at excellence, you will have excellence. And that's in any walk of life. I don't care if you're a CEO or if you're opening up doors as the frontline leader. If you practice it, you will become that which you want to be.
Wow, great words. Practice it, you'll become that which you want to be. And you said it, Paralympics, because I've been watching them for a long time, are incredibly competitive. It's, like you said, not to be confused with Special Olympics for some reason. Initially, I think people just didn't realize what Paralympics was, but now I think there's no question about it. It has become bigger and bigger and bigger, and if you watch the Olympics, they're emphasizing it. They're talking about it, right?
Oh, that's exactly right. I mean, you can watch, in the American audience, if you're watching and you're paying attention to the commercials that are on right now, they're teasing up the 66 hours that NBC is going to be showing the games that start on September 7th in Rio de Janeiro. So you're going to companies are starting to align with social causes around Paralympic athletes because they realize that these athletes are training at the same rate and sometimes even harder and have greater physical ability than their Olympic counterparts. So, for example, BMW is unveiling their wheelchair racing chair for our athletes who are going to be competing on the track. It's an amazing. They have jumped the game in wheelchair racing design by 10 years, at least 10 years. It's amazing. They built out the two-man bobsled for our men's and women's bobsled team. So we're using technology to advance it forward.
Wow. Love it. All right, we'll be looking for that for sure, John, and we appreciate you spending some time with us. I'm going to tell everyone again, go to johnregister.com. Great speaker for people listening that have businesses. Everybody's clamoring to get him in their house. John, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you a bit later.
Anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.